Hello and welcome to this week's Choosing Happy podcast. I'm Heather Masters and this week I'm talking about agency and how important it is, not just for our happiness, but in how we produce results in our work and in our life. So stay tuned for what agency is, what the benefits are, and the steps you can take to build more agency into your life. All this and more in this week's Choosing Happy podcast. Welcome to the Choosing Happy podcast, where we dive deep into the latest research and insights on living a fulfilling and joyful life. I'm your host, Heather Masters, and I'm thrilled to have you to join me on this journey of self-discovery, personal growth, and business growth. And today's topic is all about agency and happiness, two concepts that are inextricably linked and profoundly impactful on our overall well-being. We'll explore what agency truly means, why it's so crucial for our happiness, and most importantly, practical strategies for cultivating more agency in our daily lives. So let's dive in. What is agency? At its core, agency refers to the ability to influence your life circumstances through your choices and actions. It's about having a sense of control, autonomy, and self-determination over the direction of your life. And I think I could do with a bit more of that. So when you have agency, you don't feel like a passive bystander merely reacting to whatever life throws at you. Instead, you feel empowered, capable, and able to shape your reality through the decisions you make and the steps you take. And you know, on Choosing Happy, we're all about taking control of the decisions you make. So agency is closely tied to concepts like self-efficacy, internal locus of control, and personal responsibility. It's about believing in your ability to create positive change in your life and to take ownership of your choices and their consequences. So what's the link between agency and happiness? Well, numerous studies across various fields, including psychology, sociology, and neuroscience, have found strong connection between having a sense of agency and overall well-being, life satisfaction and happiness. So people who feel in control of their lives tend to report higher levels of happiness, greater resilience in the face of adversity, and lower levels of stress, anxiety, and depression. They're more likely to experience a sense of purpose, meaning, and fulfillment in their daily lives. On the flip side, a lack of agency can lead to feelings of helplessness, hopelessness, and a diminished sense of control over one's circumstances. This can negatively impact our mental health, motivation, and overall quality of life. So let's dig a little bit deeper into those benefits, because having a strong sense of agency in one's life offers numerous benefits for overall well-being and happiness. We've just seen a few. So here are some key advantages of cultivating agency in your life. Greater life satisfaction and fulfillment, as we mentioned before. So people with high agency, people who are feeling more in control, tend to experience higher levels of life satisfaction, a deeper sense of purpose and meaning. And if you've listened to me before, I think one of the things that I do stress is I really truly believe having that sense of purpose and meaning makes a massive difference on the level of happiness in your life. So by taking control of their circumstances and actively shaping their reality, people who have more agency feel more fulfilled and content with their lives. They also have increased resilience and coping abilities. Those with a strong sense of agency are better equipped to handle adversity, as we said earlier, and bounce back from setbacks. They have an internal locus of control, believing they can influence outcomes through their actions, which fosters resilience. And number three, they have improved mental health. Studies have linked high agency with lower levels of stress, anxiety and depression. Feeling in control of one's life can promote better mental well-being and emotional stability all around. Number four, enhanced motivation and goal achievement. Individuals with agency are more likely to set goals for themselves and take consistent action towards achieving them. This sense of self-determination can lead to greater accomplishments and personal growth. Number five, my favorite one, better decision making and problem solving. Agency encourages mindful decision making and a proactive approach to problem solving. People with high agency are more likely to consider potential consequences and align their choices with their values and priorities. Increased self-confidence and self-efficacy. Believing in one's ability to influence outcomes and shapes one's life and have a little bit more control can boost self-confidence and self-efficacy, which can have positive ripple effects in various areas of your life, especially your relationships and your work. Greater autonomy and personal responsibility. Agency fosters a sense of autonomy and personal responsibility, empowering individuals to take ownership of their choices and actions rather than feeling like a passive bystander. So it gives you that power to feel like you have a choice in every moment. It removes the victimhood. In essence, cultivating agency allows individuals to live more purposeful, self-directed lives, contributing to overall well-being, personal growth, and a sense of deeper fulfillment. So what are the benefits for your career and business, especially if you're an entrepreneur? Well, having a sense of agency creates an increased motivation and productivity. When employees and even yourself feel a sense of agency and control over your work, you tend to be more motivated and engaged, leading to higher productivity levels, and this can drive better business outcomes and performance. Enhance creativity and innovation. Agency fosters an environment where employees feel empowered to think outside the box, take calculated risks, and contribute innovative ideas. And this can give businesses a competitive edge and drive growth. Again, improved decision making. Who doesn't need some good decision making in their business? So employees and entrepreneurs with agency are more likely to make mindful decisions aligned with their values and the organization's goals, leading to better decision-making processes. Greater job satisfaction and retention. A sense of agency contributes to higher job satisfaction and a deeper sense of purpose, which is so important for entrepreneurs and can also improve employee retention rates and reduce costly turnover. For any entrepreneur, adaptability and resilience is so important. Individuals with agency are better equipped to adapt to changes and bounce back from setbacks, making them more resilient in the face of challenges. And this can benefit businesses navigating disruption or pivoting strategies or going through crazy times. Talent attraction. Now, companies that foster a culture of agency and empower their employees are more attractive to top talent, giving them a competitive advantage in recruitment. So when you're looking for that new VA or that new designer, it can make you more attractive. It gives you a stronger employer brand and a stronger brand in general, especially if you're a solo entrepreneur. Embracing worker agency and embracing agency for yourself and co-creating not just the employee experience but the customer experience can enhance an organization's brand and reputation, making it more appealing to potential candidates, clients and customers. So by harnessing human agency, businesses can unlock the full potential of their workforce, the full potential of yourself as an entrepreneur. It can drive innovation, productivity and overall success while creating a more fulfilling and engaging work environment for yourself and for your employees. cultivating agency in your life. So how can we increase our sense of agency and reap the happiness benefits that come with it? Here are the practical strategies I promised you. Number one, as we've mentioned before, setting goals and taking action. One of the most powerful ways to cultivate agency is by setting clear, specific, and achievable goals for yourself and taking consistent action towards achieving them. When you have a vision for what you want and are actively working towards it, you'll naturally feel more in control of your life's trajectory. Breaking down your goals into smaller, manageable steps and celebrating the progress along the way. This process of goal setting and action taking reinforces your sense of agency, self-confidence, and self-efficacy. And it's one of my goals is to grow my audience. I would be grateful if you could like, share, and if possible, leave me a review for the podcast, because it really does help and I truly appreciate it. So number two, make choices mindfully. Every day we're faced with countless choices, big and small. Approach these choices mindfully, considering the potential consequences and aligning your decision with your values, your priorities, and long-term aspirations. And this conscious decision-making process can enhance your sense of agency and personal responsibility. Avoid falling into patterns of mindless decision-making or letting others dictate your choices. Take the time to reflect on what truly matters to you and make choices that align with your authentic self. Embrace your personal growth. Continuous learning, developing new skills, and stepping outside your comfort zone can boost your confidence, self-esteem, and self-efficacy, all of which contribute to a stronger sense of agency. Embrace personal growth as a lifelong journey and don't be afraid to challenge yourself and expand your horizons. Whether it's taking a class, learning a new language, hiring a coach, or trying a new hobby, engaging in activities that stretch your capabilities can reinforce your belief in your ability to shape your life in meaningful ways. One of my favorites, if you listen to the podcast, you'll know, is practice self-care. Taking care of your physical, emotional, and mental well-being isn't just important for your health, it's also crucial for maintaining a sense of agency. Also, taking care of your energy levels and your spirituality. So when you prioritize self-care, practices like exercise, healthy eating, stress management, mindfulness, and nurturing relationships, you're actively shaping your life in a positive way. And self-care empowers you to take control of your well-being and make choices that support your overall happiness and fulfillment. It's a powerful act of self-determination and agency and has a ripple effect on those around you and improves your relationships, not just your personal relationships, but the relationship with your customers and employees. Seek support when needed. Now, this is if you're an entrepreneur, if you're anything like me, this is one I need to remind myself of. So while agency is about self-determination, it doesn't mean you have to go alone. Seeking support from loved ones, mentors, coaches, or professionals when you need it can actually enhance your agency by providing you with the resources, guidance, and encouragement you need to make empowered choices. Building a supportive network can help you gain new perspectives, access valuable resources, and stay motivated on your journey towards greater agency and happiness. And just to let you know at this point, I am about to launch a coaching program called Just Results, which uses agency to help you stay motivated in your business and get just the results that you want for the year. If you want to find out more about that, please do check the show notes. Reflect on your progress. Regularly reflecting on your progress and celebrating your achievements, no matter how small, can reinforce your sense of agency and self-efficacy. So take the time to acknowledge the steps you've taken. Again, no matter how small, acknowledge the obstacles you've overcome and the growth you've experienced every day. Keep a journal creating a vision board, or simply taking a few moments to reflect on your journey can help you stay connected to your sense of agency and remind you of your ability to shape your life in meaningful ways. So, some closing thoughts. In today's episode, we've explored the concept of agency and its profound impact on happiness and well-being. By cultivating a sense of control and self-determination in our lives, we can experience greater life satisfaction, purpose, and overall fulfillment. Remember, agency isn't something you're born with or without. It's a mindset and a set of skills that can be developed and strengthened over time. So take action, make mindful choices, embrace growth, prioritize your self-care, seek support when needed, and reflect on your progress. Your happiness is worth the effort. If you would like a coach to help you, as I say, please reach out and let's have a chat. Have an amazing week.
Thank you so much for taking the time to listen to this week's episode. If you enjoyed it or think it would be valuable to others, please do share. And if you really enjoyed it, please leave me a review. It really helps the podcast. All of the links are in the show notes, and I look forward to seeing you next week on the Choosing Happy podcast.